For the last year, the Order of Battle has been a conversation with Joel and Jason and A about G.I. Joe and other toy collecting. We invite you to be a part of that conversation, and we hope that you choose to be. This is the Order of Battle Anniversary. So officially, Order of Battle has been a podcast live for 1 year, which means that we're at about 18 months of toying around with it. In the last year, we've put out 29 or 30 episodes, and we have found this warm welcome from the community at shows or Twitter and Instagram. The year hasn't been perfect for us. Most of that is, you know, sort of our own fault. But in January of 2020, we had a list of goals. Some of those goals didn't work out. Some of them strangely did. I went hard in the paint, turning all my travel money into toy money this year. Because of that, I have some really cool things that were sort of down the line for me. The craziest two items from 2020 were two that weren't on my list at all. One was a Hong Kong knockoff roadblock that Todd from Destro's Toy Den found for me. The other was a test shot 92 Eels shark that Rhino, who did our logo, helped me procure. That was my favorite thing of the year, but also, like everything else in this collecting community, I couldn't have done it alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I also took what would have been travel money and spent an insane amount of money, and I'm glad that I don't keep things tracked as tight as you do, because I don't want to see the number that I spent. I worked out a couple massive deals with a guy in our community, and I filled some massive gaps in my collector's club collection. I have no interest in completing all of the modern figures that the club has put out, but there's a ton of figures in there that I like. There's still a good handful I don't have. But I was able to, through one guy, basically complete a lot of the FSS figures that I wanted.
That's amazing. And again, you could not have done that alone.
Absolutely not. Similar to you, it was like a mutual friend of me and this guy gave me the heads up and was like, hey, our guy's about to list everything. So if you got money to play, hit him up.
I'm not bragging or proud of what we put in terms of cash or whatever. But we're a toy podcast, and I am extremely excited and happy every time you called me or sent me pictures of this trade that you did. We were both freaking out on each other every time I sent you a picture of this test shark, or when Rhino would hit me up about it, or when Todd showed up at my house with this Hong Kong knockoff. It's incredible as a collector to have those moments. And I do know that if I had traveled as much as I normally travel, I probably would have had to pass on those moments.
I'll say the same exact thing. If the world would have existed normal, I would not have had. Since we are looking back at 2020, I went through and I re-listened to our 2020 episode and had a very good laugh at the amount of stuff I did or did not accomplish.
Also at the quality of that episode.
Certainly at the quality of the episode.
We have definitely been learning over the past year.
So I know that this has been something that you and I have both been fighting with for months. You know, we both had a goal to reorganize. I would say I'm 70% done with where I would want to be and maintaining my collection / room / we're exchanging pictures a couple weekends ago because I was just putting bins and bins and bins of carded figures away because I would rather use my space in this room to display stuff that is open. How have you done with the reorganization of the collection?
Reorganizing for me has been really weird. Because of the shutdown, it took me months to get a piece of furniture or two that I needed to turn a storage room into a bedroom / office. The custom cabinets I wanted to build aren't built yet, but that storage room is no longer storage. And so I haven't necessarily finished organizing so much as I have been able to put some things away. There are some really sad moments in that as well, though. For example, I had to admit that Lego is not a go-forward toy line in this house. A doesn't really play with it, and while I love Lego to death, I don't know that I can justify spending the money on sets for me to quietly build it, him to play with it for 30 minutes, and then for it to either gather dust or get taken apart and thrown in a bag. So I now have something akin to 57 pounds of random Lego plus 20 or 30 Star Wars sets that I'm probably going to sell.
We are very similar in that vein where when we start to do something, we tend to never just dip a toe, but kind of cannonball in. And then by the time we get back to the surface of the water, we're either in or we're out. Another goal I had was to complete one figure from every 1/18th line that is like a current company that's doing something.
And that is another example of you jumping all the way in. Tell me about that again.
So obviously we put out a whole episode about Acid Rain. I just got more sets in the mail. Got a disturbing amount on pre-order through BBTS. We'll talk about those when they become something. I would say that I'm like 99% finished with this task because, you know, I got Acid Rain. I got a Fresh Monkey Fiction / Zika toy, Larry Hama. I got some of the Country Fried Dime Novel Legends Western figures. That's why I'm calling it 99, because I haven't pulled the trigger on Joy Toy.
However, we continue to beat on each other's wallets by sending pictures of Joy Toy Max.
I have one pre-ordered.
There you go. I did not go down the modern path at all this year, outside of 6-inch. But I was able to complete my goal of finishing the Pirates of Darkwater, so I got the Wraith. I needed one thing. There's only 9 things in the line. I just drag feet for a long time. With Mask, I am missing 1 missile and 1 mask to have the entire vehicle run. Because of 2 friends, I was able to secure the very last vehicle missing 1 mask. For the price of a Wolf Beast versus getting all of it except for 1 mask from 2 friends, I saved a considerable amount of time and money. Well, maybe not time, because I still have to find the mask, but a considerable amount of money. That puts my mask collection down to 6 adventure packs.
Are the adventure packs, they are like figures with gear? Are
yeah.
they domestic? So you're only doing the domestic stuff, right?
The adventure packs, 4 are domestic, 4 are European, so I'll do all 8.
Okay.
There are South American and other variations to just figures. There's also a ton of variations, domestic and otherwise, to the regular run. I mean, there's several different Thunderhawk variations, but I'm not going down that line. 100% of our mask collection is playable. I don't need 5 versions of the Thunderhawk for a variation complete collection.
You don't really do variations even in the Joe world.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well. Strike that from the record, please.
Cut and edit.
So I have 2 goals that I have just completely flunked out. One of them was to learn some editing, and the second one was to complete the IDW trades. I just forgot about the trades. I think I grabbed a random one, but I need to just buy 9 and 15, pay the big bucks, and then fill out the rest. And I know that's the order I need to do it in. I need to just buy the big, fill out the small. It's hard when what feels like every other week there's like a new pre-order for, you know, Joy Toy or Acid Rain, or I've lost my mind and went in for the Razor Crest and I've been buying all of the 4-inch figures that I will need to interact with it. I'm hoping that there's a version 2 of the Razor Crest that is a bag of dust with a spear.
Is it too late to order a second Razor Crest and hit it with a hammer?
Yes.
I mean, it's never too late with eBay.
Well, that's true. I really enjoyed season 2. I don't think it was the second coming of Christ or anything like that, but I had a great time watching it, and it made me excited to shell out the money for the Razor Crest. So, and just from a toy perspective, like, that thing is going to be insane.
I love The Mandalorian. You know, my hot take is still that modern Star Trek is written better than modern Star Wars. And yet I love them both kind of equally. So I'm not starting wars here. I love them for what they are. You know, with Star Wars, I have all of the current canon novels. I had all the current canon comic books before selling off my comic book collection. So I've been regathering those in trade paperback form. Star Wars is a huge collection for me in terms of reading material, even though I don't really collect the toys. I did go in for the Razor Crest, even though I haven't opened the katana, because I'm that kind of idiot. We've had a podcast for a year.
That's true.
18 months ago, we said, let's try this. We spent months trying to figure out audio quality before I hired a buddy who spent 3 minutes fixing it. It's insane, but that's why we paid him. I didn't know how to edit before 18 months ago. You can tell in the first few episodes, and I hope that I've gotten better over time. But looking back on the last year of episodes, I think my favorite episode and my favorite moment was when you and I, Josh and Roger, all sat down together in a hotel room and just talked. And then later on, you and I sat down together exhausted, and you can so hear it in our voices. That was my favorite moment because that was the moment that was like, I've done what I said I was going to do, and that was bring equipment and use it. We sat down with people in real time, in real space that we didn't know, and had a great conversation. That was the one time where I went, this feels like something just, we can do this.
My favorite moment is also recording in person at Jewel Fest. To just essentially echo what you said, like, you know, we took the equipment, or you brought the equipment to CoilCon. Instead of setting up and recording, we sat in the back hallway and talked for like 4 hours and should have recorded. Probably 2 hours of that would have been like two separate really fun episodes. We got just wrapped up in hanging out and BSing and just didn't record. But when we made it to Joe Fest and you had the equipment and like we actually did it, I remember you had introduced me to those two. And you're like, hey, we're going to get these guys on. And I was like, all right, I'm going to try to hold you to that. Leading up to that, we're texting back and forth. We're like, hey, we got to do this. Like, what's the time? What's the time? What's the time? And we did it. You know, I didn't really have much to say because of microphones and the comic world is your world through and through. But it was like just sitting there and just, you know, not looking at a computer screen, but like watching the podcast be something tangible to a degree, obviously, you know, like you can't touch an audio file, but like I'm sitting there, I'm looking up stuff on my phone that you needed, watching the Zoom recorder. I'm like, it was awesome. And then the same thing you said, but when we did like the end of the show recap and I'm like listening to myself and I'm clearly just extremely exhausted, run down, my throat is like hoarse from talking nonstop for 3 days. That was like a very fun thing when you sent me the audio before we posted it to listen to. It was like such a awesome and fun moment to be like, yeah, we did it. Like we got here. We managed to actually accomplish this very small task that we set out to do. I'll roll right into for kind of my end of the show for 2021. And that is, I need to like really focus more energy and thought into like making a big list of topics again. I hate when we get to the last minute, which we do a lot, and we're scrambling and scrambling to figure out something to talk about. And then, you know, the irony is that we'll be on the phone brainstorming for topics, and then you and I will hit a tangent and talk about something that pertains to what we would talk about for the show for 45 minutes. You know, it's funny that we just essentially had a great episode on the phone, but a big goal for me is I want to get back in that groove of having topics, having a list, having stuff we can build on. And it doesn't mean like, you know, we've got 2 days to record and edit this. Like we got to, like, I want to be able to work on topics and say, are we doing this week or next week or a month from now? But just have this stuff ready to go.
One of the goals that I have for 2020 that I failed on was taking classes. I wanted to take a couple classes in terms of editing and writing for podcasts, and just to make this better, to make me better. I like learning and practicing several different creative hobbies. And obviously with everything going on, I didn't go to any classes. So for 2021, I would like to put that back on the list, specifically in regard to the podcast. So far, the beginning of this year, I've picked up my creative writing habit, picked up my journaling habit. I have not picked up my editing on time habit, so I'm always rushing 2 days before our release Wednesday to finish an edit. At this point, though, I'm fast enough editing that we could be doing a weekly show now instead of biweekly. I'm not saying I want to get there. That's not a 2021 goal, but it is a goal to start bringing people in. We said that at the very beginning before we recorded our first show. We did a great job with our 10th episode of doing that. I think it was our 10th episode where we talked about the master list and had a ton of friends on. And we've had on a few guests like Ed from Joe Fest, Josh and Roger from After Action Report. Danny Soler helped us with Cobra Convergence. Jim Beard joined us just a couple weeks ago after we had gone over his book, and he joined us for a conversation of four different generations of toy collectors. So actually following through with that episode 10 goal of having guests on, that is part of the 2021 goal. One of the other things that I'd love to see from this is more connection within our community. There's been a handful of folks reach out to me either in person at shows or on Twitter. And I know you have talked with a few people on Instagram and in email, and I would love to see more of that. But for this episode, since it's our 1 year anniversary, we already talked about our favorite kind of grab from 2020. What is the one big toy focus you have for 2021?
That is a good question. I think my primary focus on 2021 will probably be Acid Rain stuff and building dios to go with the Acid Rain stuff. I've talked to you and I've also talked on the show about trying to build dios and like actually doing it. And it's a lot of other things where I talk about it, never do it. But I have actually acquired a lot of stuff to start this process. And I'm going to start, I think, with like a Desert Scape, because a lot of the Acid Rain stuff I got is desert themed. And I live in Western New York and it is now winter. So the beach that I have access to is way too cold to go and set the guys up in the sand. So I guess I would say, you know, I'm going to do my best to keep current with all the G.I. Joe stuff. That kind of goes without saying. You know, outside of that, I'm probably going to try to focus my purchasing stuff kind of on Acid Rain, you know, maybe finishing some of the projects I have going before buying more stuff for the same projects and then refinding the stuff I had already bought. What are you going to focus on collecting wise for 2021?
I think right now my main focus is finishing the gaps in my Star Wars current canon printed reading material. There's a lot, but it's all magazines and trades. I don't think I should have a problem with it, but that's the goal. Aside from that, there are a couple rare Joe things that I would like to check off the list. Like everyone else, a gold head patch and maybe some display options now that I have my new bedroom office set up. I think what I would prefer instead of another year like this where I get a bunch of crazy things is maybe one or two crazy things and being able to travel.
Yeah, I'll just throw this in again. I will try to complete the IDW trades this year. And especially if you stay steady on, you know, Star Wars books, it will keep the trades fresh in my brain.
There you go.
Another little add-on I'll throw in to kind of close out this portion of our conversation is I want to record in the same room again.
That would be lovely.
I'm dying to make my way down to you and kind of hit your shops and, you know, meet up with Todd and Ryan, hang out in kind of a smaller setting since things are still kind of a little bit crazy. But we've got 12 months to get me there. Do you have anything else for 2021?
We're going to end up in the same room at some point. That's definitely going to happen. I want to take A to the West Coast and to the Northwest. I don't know if that's going to be 2021 or 2022, but that's certainly something that I really want to do for him and with him. But speaking of A, let's bring him into the conversation. Due to our Schedule A, Joel wasn't able to join this part of the conversation. So it's just you and me. At the end of January, Order of Battle will be 1 year old. Our first episode was published on 30 January 2020.
30 January 2020!
Exactly. So looking back over 2020 in general and the previous year of Order of Battle specifically, I wanted to run a few things by you.
Yeah.
What in 2020 was your favorite thing toy-wise that we brought into the house? Or favorite couple things?
The top five things are the Blue Rhino, six-inch Gung-Ho, the Sky Striker stuff.
The Sky Striker stuff?
Yeah. The Swamp Fire, Avalanche, and Shrek 9000.
If those are your favorite things from 2020, what are one or two things that you hope we get in 2021?
The Deep Sea Diver, the 12-inch.
Mm-hmm.
12-inch Skyhawk. The Mobile Headquarters. I don't really have anything for 3¾. That's on the top of my head.
So just a couple 12-inch items. Okay. Since this is our 1 year anniversary, what was the favorite episode for you to listen to?
I can't decide, but it's either playing the toys while stuck at home and Five Times We Were Wrong.
So those are the two that you found the most fun to listen to?
Yeah.
Was there a reason why those two were so fun for you?
Well, I don't really know. They're just fine for me.
Fair enough. Then what was the favorite episode for you to work on?
The Jim Beard.
Okay. I didn't even get to finish the sentence and you already had an answer. The Jim Beard episode. Why was interviewing Jim Beard your favorite episode to work on?
Well, one, I got to stay up for over 10 o'clock.
Sure.
I was the first kid to ever interview him.
True.
And that's really it.
Good reasons. I'm glad that you enjoyed that episode. So in 2021, our second year of Order of Battle, is there anything you hope to bring to the show or hope to do, hope the show does or becomes?
Not really. I like it how it is.
So just to stay the same, huh?
Well, one thing.
Oh, one thing?
For when I'm on episodes, stop moving around and tapping my microphone and stuff.
So your goal for the second year of Order of Battle is for me to not say, stop, redo that without so much motion as often?
Yeah.
That is a fair goal.
I'm trying to eliminate that. Elimination!
I like that goal.
Decapitated.
So you said the Sky Striker stuff as one of your 2020 favorite things. Was there a specific Sky Striker, or do you just mean like the entire project of
the
us?
The entire accomplishment.
Of us gathering all 9 domestic Sky Strikers.
Yeah.
And a fun school, and then pilots for them. There wasn't anything specific in there. It was just like the whole project itself, being able to complete that.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a very heavy lift. It was a good goal. It's one of my favorite things of the last year as well.
What are your favorite things of last year?
Well, Joel and I have already talked about that some, but in talking with you, one of my favorite things was bringing you in. You know, it was Joel's idea for you to be a part of this podcast, and it was my idea to make sure that you wrote down your ideas anytime you wanted to be on. And then you were the one that did it. And I really enjoyed the fact that Joel wanted you here and the fact that you were willing to do the work to be here. And that so many people have told me they enjoy you being a part of this. Maybe in 2021, our second year of the podcast, you and I and Joel can do more, the three of us, instead of just like this where it's just you and me, or sometimes when it's just you and Joel. I like it when it's all three of us. Those last two episodes we did, the DC Jones and the Jim Beard episode, was really fun because you were involved with both of us.
We have a new spot where all three of us can record and we don't need a break off for two microphone headphones.
That's right.
We both have our own computers now. So I can use these headphones, you can use those headphones, and we can have Joel and it's not, hey, Joel's trying to say something to you. Here's the headphones. Dad, Joel's finished saying something to me. Here's the headphones.
There you go. Thank you for looking at 2020 and year one of the podcast with me. I really appreciate that, buddy. I'm going to close this, okay? Thanks for joining us over the past year, and thanks for joining us for this episode. As always, we encourage you to reach out to us and participate in our conversations. TheOrderOfBattlePod@gmail.com or on Instagram @OrderOfBattlePod and Twitter @OrderOfBattlePD. This is the Order of Battle.